GR, we continue to support the trust, and we've lost it to dividend our financial plan for the first two quarters. Clearly, there is some risk around quarter three and four for the reasons that Maggie has shared. I think it would be remiss of me not to mention the implementation of primary care networks, which are in full flow and currently being developed, and we've worked very closely with our primary care clinical needs. And likewise, because it's been in the press, I think I should mention the various mergers that are going on across the system with primary GP practices, but also the closure of Brayden, which has been obviously in the press. And we have met with many of the community, not all of them, and we still have a number of engagement sessions to talk about what the options may be for those who are within Brayden and Lake. I don't want to take over meetings, I think that could become bigger, but it would be foolish of me not to mention it and just to be transparent about the fact that this piece of work is still ongoing and actually is taking up a lot of our time and energies to try and come to a solution for the people of Brayden Lake that is going to be viable for them. And the first options are being reviewed as we currently work through the day to day and what that will look like and the engagement with the local people. Whilst we are trying to come to these people as possible, clearly we are capturing everybody to say we've seen sessions planned, and many councillors have been contacting us directly to get an update on the position, which we don't have as yet because we're still working through what that could look like. I'm happy to take questions on the part of the other.
Yeah, but there are distinct benefits in the transition from individual practices to larger combined practices, and I think that those need to be really emphasised because there's a lot of good coming out of it, and I can't see any disadvantage other than the locality issue, which, you know, on the island, crikey, you know, we talk about all the way over to Bentner, you know, all the way over to Bentner issue, and on the mainland, people would think twice about those sort of distances.
I think it's fair to say, particularly in Brayden, we've become aware of a large cohort of people who don't have any access to transport, and so that may become a bit of a challenge. We'll have to work through that. We have looked at the distances between Brayden Lake and Prince of Sandown Ride and also St Helens, and Sandown is 2.5 miles, but if you don't have transport, perhaps you only have mobility skills. You know, these are things we do have to take into account. So we're working with the community to get as many answers as we can. We'll be speaking to, I have had conversations with Cal, and I'll be speaking to Wendy about what transport would look like to help support those people in the future.
Thank you, Alison. Michael, did you want to ask something?
I wanted to. There seems to be a practice that some developers developing housing programs and things suddenly put GP surgeries into their plans. This has happened this week with the West Acre Park development in 464 houses. So all the population see a GP surgery on the plan and immediately believe that there's been discussions with yourselves, which I know there hasn't been, and go, oh good, we'll support that because we have on the GP down my road. In Ryde, Pennyfeathers had a GP. Nicholson Road has got a GP. I think there was one on Rosemary's Mignon's one. It seems to be practice of developers, and I think it would be a good idea to use a CCG to say that they should not put the GP surgery into a plan until they've actually had discussions with yourselves, because it's extremely misleading and, to be honest, it's quite dishonest.
Think they're going to happen, and I think you should put a message out to say that this practice needs to be stopped.
Michael, you raise a very good point, and I think all of us would agree that we really need to align our planning policy, and the cabinet members here and have put his thumbs up to agree. We really need to better align our planning policy to take into consideration health and other areas as well. So I think good point, and I think all agree. So that before we, are you off in a minute, Rob?
He needs to go.
Yeah, it's all my fault.
So before we lose our quorum, we'll just make a point of noting items